And this is Susan Hidalgo Smith for Conversations in Medicine. We are all facing many changes in our current healthcare system. Our guest, Dr. L. Lee Montgomery, has decided to take his practice into a significantly different direction. Welcome, Dr. Montgomery.
Thank you, Susan. Glad to be here.
Is telemedicine a big part of your practice? And if so, how do you let your patients know about the cost differential between an office visit versus the same visit via telemedicine?
Well, telemedicine is the practice of medicine over a geographic space. Now, doctors have been using the phone for years and years. What we do at our office, we also use Skype, which is basically a new version of the telephone, and where there's a video available. Telemedicine itself is regulated by the state of Louisiana, I believe the Board of Medical Licensure, and you have to have a special certification licensure for that, which I do not. Those are fairly restricted to hospitals and I think the charity clinic systems. So I'm very careful that I practice within the guidelines, which basically allow the follow-up of a chronic condition in a current patient. So there, a telemedicine visit cannot be an equivalent to an office visit, but it can be a substitute if the needs are relatively small and the cost savings is huge.
Do you see drug reps as a part of your working day?
I do not, and that's personal choice. There are a lot of studies that show that doctors who see pharmaceutical representatives, and they're good human beings just like everybody else, but the studies show that doctors who see pharmaceutical reps and the doctors state their purpose of seeing them is, I want to get samples to save my patients money. Those doctors who see reps and get samples ultimately have greater out-of-pocket expenses for their patients than those doctors who do not see drug reps and get samples. And you may think, how can that be? Because you're given free samples. Well, the reason is the pharmaceutical reps are successful in changing physician behavior. That's what they get paid for. That's why the pharmaceutical companies spend literally billions of dollars of researching on how to change physician behavior. So I try to remove that from our practice, and the huge majority of the prescriptions that we give are generic, and probably at least the majority of them are on the $4 list.
And what about splitting a pill?
A lot of medicines are flat priced. The 20 milligram, 40 milligram, 80 milligram all cost the same amount. And if you only need 20 milligram, your doctor can give you a prescription for the 40 milligram. And as long as you don't mind splitting the pills in half, you get two for the price of one. And for some very expensive medications out there, that could wind up being a huge savings.
Do you have electronic records in your practice? And if so, tell our listeners why they're so much better.
If you have the data, you can look at and you can say, well, I didn't realize I was doing this and achieving this outcome. I want to change that so I can achieve a better outcome. Also, if you think about it, from my phone, I can transfer money from one bank account to an account in another bank, but I can't have access to my medical records. Now that's changing. Anybody using a good electronic health record system should be able to access their records online, and our patients can even do it on their phones.
What is the Advancing Medical Professionalism to Improve Healthcare initiative?
They ask each of their individual specialty groups, the family physicians, the internal medicine, the pediatricians, the obstetricians, the surgeons, the orthopedic surgeons, so on, to get together and collaboratively within their specialty identify some of the wasteful ways that we doctors were spending healthcare money. And they came up with a list, and it's available online, and I'm going to give you the link so that you can share it with this podcast. It's available online, and you can look, and it says, in these situations, doctors often order this test, and it's not needed. So when you find yourself in that situation, you can empower yourself with this education and negotiate with your doctor and ask, you know, are you doing this just to provide reassurance? Because this says it's not necessary, and I really don't want to spend more than I have to. Which gets back to having a good relationship with your doctor. You know, if you can have a good relationship to your doctor and communicate with your doctor what you need, what you feel, what you expect, you're going to have better outcomes, and you're going to be more effective at spending your dollars.
Thanks, Dr. Montgomery. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and BCOL editor for Conversations in Medicine.